Passing notes and drawing hearts on textbook covers is the closest many of us got to love in math class. But retired mathematics teacher Ron Remler thinks numbers can explain love and heartbreak. He's been lecturing on his theory, the mathematical analysis of romantic love, for 30 years. Remler's former student, producer Joe Bevilacqua, tracked him down and has this audio portrait.
16 reasons
why I guess
the basic idea is falling in love is wonderful. That when you're falling in love, it feels good. When you're falling out of love, it feels bad. And that pleasure is the way it's changing. As love is growing, that defines pleasure. And when love is dying, that's painful. And what a mathematician would say is that pleasure is the derivative of love, the way love changes. And from this you can get differential equations and things to answer questions like, how much pain will I have to go through when I lose the person I love? And the answer is the same as the amount of pleasure that created the love in the first place. And I jokingly call that a law of the conservation of pleasure and pain.
The way you comb your hair, your freckled nose.
I proposed to a young lady once around Thanksgiving or a little bit later, early December. This was when I had just started teaching, probably in the late 60s. I asked her to marry me, and she said she wanted to think about it over the Christmas break. And during that holiday, an old boyfriend came back from California, and she decided she wanted to marry him instead. So she gave me this news. I remember it was January 3rd. I think it was 1972. I think I wrote it down once. And I knew that the new semester was about to start, and I knew that I was going to be a wreck and didn't want to be in that situation. So I knew I had a certain amount of pain I had to work my way through. So rather than put it off, I went in the opposite extreme. I took all our souvenirs and the theater tickets and pictures that I'd had and our favorite song, which was Bye Bye Miss American Pie, and just played that over and over in my apartment, and just cried my heart out for about 2 weeks. And lost 12 pounds, if I recall. That was a problem for me. When I'm heartbroken, I lose my appetite. I can sleep all right. Some people have trouble sleeping, but that wasn't a problem. But I remember having little bowls of M&Ms around the apartment to keep my sugar up, because I would get dizzy when I stood up. I didn't eat. I don't recommend it as a method of losing weight, however. But I got over her very quickly, and I was able to get back to work in a minimum of time. On the other hand, one time I gave this talk, and a fellow came up to me after the talk and said, Mr. Remler, you've got it all wrong. The way to get over someone is to keep busy, get a second job, travel, keep active all the time. I know it works because I've tried it. So I sort of absentmindedly asked him how long it took him to get over that love affair. With a perfectly straight face, he said 2 years.
The way you threw my heart, your voice so neat.
It's not as pessimistic as it sounds, because although the pain doesn't come with a little tag telling you that it's going to stop, it is a finite amount of pain that has to be endured. And so I'd like to think that people who might be thinking about doing something terrible, like killing themselves, might be at the moment of that, say, wait a minute now, Mr. Remler said the pain's going to go away eventually. Maybe I better just stay alive and see if he's right. Nice thought that maybe I've saved somebody's life over the 30 years or so that I've been giving this talk.
16 reasons
why
Ron Remler taught mathematics at Middlesex County College in Edison, New Jersey, and that audio portrait comes from producer Joe Bevilacqua.